Gracias. Enseguida, el embajador de Guyana.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I am honored to take the floor on behalf of the 14 member states of the Caribbean Community, Antigua and Barbuda, the Bahamas, Barbados, Belize, the Commonwealth of Dominica, Grenada, Guyana, Haiti, Jamaica, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago. Mr. Chairman, we wish to welcome Ambassador Carmen Lumellin as the new permanent representative of the United States. We assure her of our fullest cooperation as we strive together for peace, democracy, security, human rights, and sustainable development in our hemisphere. We would like to thank you for convening this meeting, Mr. Chairman. We wish to thank the Secretary General for the presentation which he made to us today. We welcome the opportunity to discuss these latest developments and to hear the views of other member states. Mr. Chairman, the member states of CARICOM and a wider membership in our organization have unequivocally and repeatedly condemned the coup d'etat which occurred in Honduras and precipitated the interruption of the constitutional order in that country. Our member states have consistently voiced our conviction that certain conditions needed to be fulfilled in order to reestablish constitutional order, the rule of law, and democracy in Honduras, as well as for the normalization of relations between the Republic of Honduras and our member states. We have seen how the limits of multilateralism have tested the solidarity of the membership of our organization in being able to rally around a common defense of democracy. The will of the international community has been frustrated, but none of this diminishes CARICOM's intolerance of any threat to democracy in our hemisphere. We will not allow ourselves to be distracted from the fact that President Manuel Zelaya is still the constitutional president of Honduras, and he remains so until January. We do not lose sight of the fact that no country has ever accorded recognition to the de facto government, as the Secretary General has remarked earlier today. Above all, we, all of us, must avoid the possibility that any position we adopt or any action we take, now or in future, can lend credence to the interpretation that the developments in Honduras are acceptable as a precedent for future political conduct in our hemisphere. We have noted that no member state present and speaking here this afternoon so far shares the view that the holding of elections in Honduras has resulted in a normalization of the situation with regard to democracy, constitutionality, and legitimacy. We wish to reiterate the statements which we have previously issued on this matter, calling for a return to democracy, the rule of law, and a restoration of the constitutional order. In this regard, we call on all parties to implement those provisions of the San Jose-Tegucigalpa Agreement which are still applicable and thereby assist in restoring Honduras to a state of national accord. Moreover, we urge the de facto authorities to take the necessary steps to rectify the situation with regard to the Brazilian embassy and the conditions which compel President Zelaya to take lodging there. In closing, Mr. Chairman, we would like to recognize the efforts which the Secretary General has exerted in upholding the principles which we subscribe to. Our countries stand firmly behind him and with other member states in whatever further efforts would be needed to restore human rights, democracy, the rule of law, and constitutional order in Honduras. I thank you.